Paya and Popia non-compliance with the information regulator. What could go wrong? Non-compliance with South Africa's Protection of Personal Information Act, POPIA, and the Promotion of Access to Information Act can lead to significant troubles, such as steep administrative fines up to R10 million, potential criminal charges with jail terms of up to 10 years, and serious damage to your organization's reputation. It's definitely something to avoid. Why you should care. In South Africa, staying on top of compliance with POPIA and PAYA is vital for businesses. This involves establishing legal frameworks, implementing security measures, and making essential documentation publicly available, all under the guidance of a registered information officer. Appointing and registering an information officer is a crucial step in this process. This role, which typically defaults to the organization's head, like the CEO or managing director, must be registered with the information regulator portal. Larger organizations are encouraged to appoint deputy information officers to share the workload, a wise move given our already busy schedules. Additionally, compiling an integrated PAYA and POPIA manual is a must. This pivotal document should be public-facing and outline your organization's approach to managing information. It needs to include categories of records maintained, such as HR files and financial accounts. Detail the types of personal data collected, the reasons for collection, sharing practices, and the security measures in place. Make sure this manual is available on your website and in your main office. Conducting an information risk assessment is another critical component. This process involves tracking the flow of data in your business to audit and list all personal data from employees, suppliers, and clients. It's important to identify vulnerabilities where personal information may be at risk and to create a remediation plan to address any security gaps identified. Implementing strong security safeguards is essential under POPIA. Businesses need to put in place comprehensive digital security measures, such as active antivirus software, strong firewalls, data encryption, and multi-factor authentication, MFA. Physical security should also be addressed by securing filing cabinets and instituting office access controls. Moreover, having a data breach response plan ensures you can quickly alert the information regulator and anyone affected in case of a breach. Updating policies and agreements is also essential to integrating compliance into daily operations. Your business should have a clear external privacy policy outlining how it collects and processes personal information. Furthermore, POPIA-compliant agreements should be signed with third-party operators like IT support and cloud storage providers, and employee contracts should reflect data confidentiality clauses. Finally, don't underestimate the importance of staff training. Regular sessions should be held to raise awareness about phishing, identity theft, and social engineering tactics. Training should also cover how to securely handle clients' personal information during daily tasks. By following these steps, your business can effectively protect personal information and ensure compliance with South African regulations. Would you like professional help? Reach out to us right away.